Shalom, today's daf yomi is chon daf nun tes chon 59. Today's daf yomi, we first go back to 58b nun chesam habez, where Shmuel says he'll eat a chiltis, that if a person force fed an animal a type of herb that's called chiltis, then the animal is terefa, the animal is not kosher. And the reason is because the chiltis is a poisonous type of herb, and we're concerned that it's going to somehow cause the animal to die as a result of eating this, or puncture part of the animal, and it's so sharp that it'll be menakeves, it'll be puncturing the intestines. So Rav Shizvi challenged this from a braisa which discusses this, and the braisa says that if the animal was fed tia, chiltis, or pilpuin, it's kosher. So the Gemara says, well, there's a distinction that in one braisa where it's kosher, it's referring to a leaf, and that chiltis is going to be kosher because it's not puncturing the part of the animal. But where it is a grain and it's sharp, then it's puncturing it, and the animal's not kosher. So the Gemara asks, my tia, what is this thing which the braisa refers to as tia, which if it eats it, we're going to say that it is kosher under those circumstances. So on our daf yomi, on a test Amud Aleph, the Gemara says it's a different type of a very dangerous herb. It's an Ikara de Marisa, which the Rishonim debate what it is, and elsewhere Rashi refers to it as burdock or of some sort, but it seems to be some poisonous leaf or some poisonous herbs. So then Rav Yehuda comes along and it says, Amar Rav Yehuda Haiman de Achal Tlata Tikwe Chiltis Aliba Rekana, and if you ate 3 shekels weight of chiltis on an empty stomach, mishdalach mashke, then your skin will shed and you're gonna burn up with a fever, because chiltis will cause you to become very hot and burning by a fever. So Amar Rabbi Avahu b'didiave uvda, I once had this happen to me, v'achli chad tilka chiltisa, and I ate 1 shekels weight of chiltis, v'ilo diyasvi b'maya mishtalach mashkai, and if I had not immediately jumped in water to bring down my temperature, my skin would have shed. And so we see from here the basic point is that because he understood the medicine, he said, "Kiamti batzmi," I fulfilled in myself the verse, "Hachachma techayeba aleha," that wisdom will sustain its owner. And so, therefore, because I have this medical knowledge, I understood what was happening. I understood I need to cool myself down in cold water in order to counteract the fever. So then, the Gemara talks about other foods which are dangerous to eat. So says Rav Yosef, "Haiman de achal shitzeri bay ve'arbay amguze vishav butisa de pirche." So if a person ate 16 eggs, 40 nuts, and 7 caper berries, vishasi riviasa de duvsha, and they drank 1/4 lug of honey, but kufas tamas aliberikana. If you did this in the summer on an empty stomach, I mean, it sounds like it's a lot to me, but the Gemara says if you do this, mis akar talya delibe, then your heart string will snap, meaning basically you're going to have major heart failure at that point. So then the Gemara says one more incident. Ahu bar Tavya, there was a young deer, the Asala Bay Resh Galusa, that was brought to the house of the Resh Galusa, the Hava Mifasak Karan Basraisa. And what happened to this deer was that its hind legs had been severed. And so they wanted to know whether or not this deer was kosher. And we've said earlier on Nun Zayin Amud Aleph that there's a place above the animal's ankle where several tendons meet at the bone, come down from there and meet at the bone. This is known as the Tzomas Hagidin, the junction of the sinews. And the Mishnah tells us on Ayin Vav Amud Aleph that if they're severed at this point, the animal is a trefa. The question here is whether the deer had an injury by the Tzomas Hagidin. So they brought this animal to the Resh Galusa. But gei Rav b'tzomas agidin v'achshrei. So Rav checked the tzomas agidin and he said it's kosher. He said it's not a problem. The tzomas agidin was intact. So suffer l'mechal minei b'umtza. So Rav thought, you know what I'll do? I'll just eat it basically either completely raw or uncooked. Umta is rare, basically. So Amar Shmuel. Shmuel was concerned that Rav was going to eat this meat rare. He said, Lo chayish mar l'nikure. He says, maybe the reason why the legs have been severed is because they have been bitten by a snake. And so therefore, that's where there was a puncture. And so therefore, it's maybe dangerous because you're eating the venom of the snake. So Shmuel said to Rav, why would you do this? So Rav said to him, Maita Kante, what should I do under these circumstances? So basically, what happened was they weren't able to check the legs. So Shmuel was thinking that maybe there was something on the legs that was problematic. And since we didn't have it here to check, we have this problem. So Rav said, what should I do? So he says, well, I'll tell you what to do. Nosvei b'tanura de'iu badik nafshei. So let's put it in the oven and we'll check to see whether or not the meat will break down. And indeed, they put it in the oven and the meat broke down, which was an indication that the snake's venom was in there, and so they didn't eat it. So Kari Shmuel ale de Rav. So Shmuel said to Rav, Lo yuuna et tzadiko avon, so that no harm shall befall a righteous person. And Kari Rav ale de Shmuel, Koraz lo aneslach, that no secret is withheld from you. So they each cite a pasuk, but the interesting thing was Shmuel saved Rav by saying don't eat this, and in fact, what does Shmuel do? He praises Rav. He says, I was saved in your merit. And Rav, rather than saying you were saved in my merit, says, no, I'm saved because Shmuel is so smart and you understood that the medicine and the science of the matter is that it was dangerous to eat this meat. So each rabbi praised the other one for saving their life.